Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk and Bob Leonard in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you about different personal injury matters. We're a personal injury law firm of Bell and Polk. We've been around for well over 30 years. Right here in the Englewood, Denver, Glendale area. We have offices in Steamboat and Denver and in Greenwood Village. We service the entire state. We specialize or do most of our work in personal injury. That's what this show is all about, is personal injury work and in personal injury cases. We try and talk about a personal injury topic that'll be pertinent to you that you might want to know about. We've been Bell and Polk since 1984. The lawyers in our office are all well experienced and have been doing personal injury work for a long time. And if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, whether that be through a fall or whether that be through a car accident or for any other matters, it's a trucking accident or something else that's happened, you should contact us and we'll help you to put together a legal game plan. And that's what we talk about all the time, is our legal game plan. We understand that when you've been hurt in an accident, there's a lot of things going on. You're having to deal with a lot of things, your injuries, your work, your duties around your home, your family members, a great many things that have to be addressed. And you need somebody on your side. And when you're dealing with the other side's insurance company, you really need somebody on your side, because what you're facing is you're facing a problem that you don't want to do alone, that you don't want to meet and try and overcome alone. You have adjusters, and these are not your agent. It's not the person who sold you the policy. It's an adjuster, a person who's hired simply to value your claim and pay you money if they want to pay you money, or they determine your claim has value. And what you're going to find is many times, they're going to, actually all the time, they're going to try to give you less than what your claim is worth. And you've got to be ready to fight for getting an appropriate recovery for your injuries. Now, this is not a situation where we're trying to get something that you're not entitled to. If you've been hurt due to the negligence of another, if you've encountered injuries, you're going to have losses. Those losses are going to be medical bills. They're going to be they're going to be lost income. They're going to be maybe damage to property. They're going to be inability to do things around your home, or the inability to go to work, or having to restructure your work or restructure your home. And these are losses that the negligent party should pay for. That's why we get insurance. That's why we go out and buy insurance to protect ourselves. That's why the law requires us to get insurance. And is so we can protect each other against mistakes, and mistakes happen. If you've been hurt, contact us. We'll put together a legal game plan for you, and we'll put together how you want to address your claim. Every claim is different. It's going to depend on what happened. It's going to depend on you. It's going to depend on what your lifestyle is and what's going on in your life. And we're going to try to address your claim according to what is best for you. And it's a legal game plan that we've talked about for years that we put together. The initial consultation with us is free. We work on a contingency basis. We take a percentage of what we recover, so you're not going to be out of pocket for attorney's fees when you don't recover, or if you don't recover, and you're going to be able to talk to us and find out what's best for you. You can call us at 303-795-5900. You can look us up at bellpolick.com or championsofthepeople.com, and we're happy to work with you to help you determine exactly what you need to do with respect to your injury. If you know someone who's been injured, have them contact us and let us help them to maximize their recovery and get what's right for them. Today, we've been doing a series, and you can check our podcast at championsofthepeople.com. We've been talking about how the insurance company will try to defeat your claim. And insurance companies will try to defeat your claim. Now, sometimes they're going to try to minimize your claim or defeat it, leaving you with zero or very little money, not enough money to take care of your injuries, not enough money to take care of your damages or your losses. And they're going to do this quite often. One of the arrows in the arsenal that the insurance company has and that they carry around, and it's a very powerful weapon, is what they call an independent medical examination. There's nothing independent about it. It's a defense medical examination. And Bob, we talk quite often about how powerful this is. Generally, describe for everyone what we're talking about when we talk about these defense medical examinations.
Well, Brad, what will happen is the defense counsel generally will send us a request for a medical examination, independent medical examination. We call them defense medical examination, Rule 35 of the Colorado Rules of Civil Procedure. And once that you get the notice, you need to comply. But, you know, you need to work with a law firm that knows how to protect you when this request comes from defense counsel. You don't just go to the Rule 35 examination or defense IME by yourself. We prepare you. You come in the office, we have a conversation about what's going to happen. There are a lot of little tricks that they'll play on you. The goal is to discredit your injuries.
And when we talk about it, Bob, we're talking about a person that's being selected by the defense or the insurance company.
Right. They have a list of doctors that do this. In fact, some of these doctors make thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars per week just doing medical examinations.
Okay. Now I want everybody to hear. He said per week. We're not talking about the tens or thousands of dollars in a year. Every week, we've got doctors that make $500,000 to $1 million doing examinations as, quote, defense doctors. Defense medical examinations are independent medical examinations. They depend on referrals, Bob, don't they?
Referrals, and, you know, it's interesting, Brad, that we'll see that the same doctor is doing this, working for the same insurance company over and over again. In fact, we have some of the reports, and if you look at the reports often contain similar or even the same language as to why the person is not hurt according to this examination. But, you know, the same doctors are maybe doing five or six of these a week and are literally making tens of thousands of dollars, up to $20,000, $30,000 a week just doing examinations for the insurance company. Not all of them are for personal injury, could be workers' compensation.
But and that's one of the things we talk about. Just about any time we talk about a person being injured, this new concept has come in. Well, it's not a new concept. It's been going on for 30, 40 years, if not longer. But the concept now is that almost every single one of these cases, whether it be in work comp, whether it be in personal injury, whatever it might be, is going to be met with a doctor that's going to review your client, is going to review the injured person's medical records, and then sometimes go the next step of doing an examination. They should do an examination. They don't do an examination. They do just what we call a records review. I don't think that's a very good review, and it's subject to being attacked. And there's quite a few doctors who will tell you, well, we don't even need to examine a person. We can just look at the records and tell you what's going on. We'll look at the records, and you give us $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, and we'll give you a report that says that the injured person's not hurt.
And generally, you know, what they're looking for is some, I guess the word is a malingerer, someone that just never gets healthy, never gets well. They continue to have the same, you know, issues, medical issues over and over and over in the eyes of the examiner. The examiner's there just, you know, to try to discredit your claim. And they do it in multiple ways. You know, you walk in, from the time you walk in or the time you may be surveilled, they're going to watch you, you know, come into the examination room. They're going to drop things on the floor and ask you to pick them up. The whole time they're trying to discredit your injury.
So what we need to do is we need to start with the beginning premise. The beginning premise is you've been hurt. You've gone to your doctors and you're being treated by your doctors. Your doctors are trying to make you better. They're working with you. They're checking you out. They're having you come in on a regular basis. Maybe you're going to physical therapy. Maybe you're going to chiropractic therapy. Maybe you're receiving injections of some kind. Maybe you're getting rhizotomies. Maybe they're telling you that you're headed for a surgery and you're going to have to deal with this bulging disc that's impinging or pressing on your nerves. So you have tingling, you have pain, and you have problems. Or maybe you've had an injury, maybe you've broken a bone and it's healed, but you still have pain and problems. Well, what we understand is, and your treating doctors will tell you, they treat the symptoms, they treat that you've been hurt, They treat when your symptoms arose and when the pains occurred. And what they do is your doctors who are treating you are trying to find out a way to make you better. Now, it's best if they know exactly what it is that's hurt on your body. Why is this pain happening? What happened to your body? And so what they'll do quite often, and what they try and do, is they try to get x-rays or MRIs, and they try and get different diagnostic tests, EKGs, and whatever they can to try and find out what's wrong with you. The problem you get is that quite often these modalities can't find it, because our bodies still are in a situation where you can't find everything. We don't have the machinery or the science or the technology to find all these problems, to look at them and make sure they're there. And so, or see what's there and be able to treat exactly the point. So what the doctors do is they take your injuries, and they determine from your injuries what more likely than not is the problem. And through the different differential diagnosis, they'll treat you. Now, this opens the door wide for defense doctors, doctors who get paid to say you're not hurt, to say there's nothing wrong with you, to make a lot of money, to come in and simply defeat your claim saying there's nothing wrong with you. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We're here every single Sunday morning to talk to you on this station and tell you about a personal injury topic. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and talk some more about what are termed independent or defense medical examinations. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in studio today to talk to you about your personal injury claim. We're the law firm of Bell and Pollock PC. You can reach us at 303-795-5900 or championsofthepeople.com. If you've been hurt, or if you know someone who's been hurt, have them contact us so we can help them put together a legal game plan to protect their rights and to help them. Once again, that's 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about what's termed defense medical examinations, independent medical examinations, or Rule 35 examinations. These are examinations where the insurance company or the defense lawyer is paying a doctor to look at you and your records, sometimes only your records, and basically cast doubt on whether or not you're hurt. basically say that you're not hurt, basically say that your injuries aren't as bad as they were or as you're claiming, basically saying you don't need the treatment that you've been getting or you don't need the treatment in the future or you didn't need the treatment you got, and to basically say you'll get better and to basically say you weren't hurt from the accident. That's what they're there for. They get paid a lot of money to do this. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. We're talking as high as $1 million. These doctors make a huge living doing this, and they know how to write their reports. They know how to slant the records. They know how to testify. They're experienced. They're passed around throughout the defense community from lawyer to lawyer, from insurance company to insurance company. You, when you go to trial, cannot tell the jury, and jury, you're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to know that these doctors work for insurance companies. The best you're going to be able to get is that the doctor is working for the defense lawyer. These doctors have no responsibility to the person they're examining. If they're wrong in their diagnosis, doesn't matter. If they're wrong in what caused the injury, doesn't matter. If they're wrong in what they suggest should be the treatment, doesn't matter. If they're wrong in criticizing the treatment, doesn't matter. They have no responsibility. They have no liability. They have absolutely no repercussions or potential liability to you, the injured person. Instead, they are sacredly treated by the insurance companies and by the defense lawyers as someone who's there to defeat your claim. Now, what do you do? How are you going to deal with this? The defense lawyer has asked for or demanded an independent medical examination, as they call it. It's really a defense medical examination. The judge says you got to have it because that's what the law says. You know it's got to be there, if you have a good plaintiff's lawyer, the plaintiff's lawyer knows you've got to go there. So now we're talking about what do you want to do? How do you want to dress and prepare for the examination? What basically do you want to know, and how do you want to know it? Well, you sit down with your lawyer and you start talking about things. You start discussing what should be done and what do you need to do to make sure that hopefully you're going to be able to get somewhat the truth to come out. And Bob, what do you want to do to begin?
Well, you know, Brad, we need to level the playing field. That's the first thing we need to do. So we'll get the request for Rule 35 examination. First thing we do is bring you into the office and sit down and talk to you and tell you what you can expect. You know, that's the most important thing is we prep you like you're prepping for a deposition or any other situation if you're going for trial. And in some respect, the doctor's trying to get information from you. Sometimes they'll send a large questionnaire trying to get information, which could be like an additional set of interrogatories that the defense counsel has a chance to ask questions that maybe they didn't get the answers to previously. But we're going to prepare you for this Rule 35 examination by going through and explaining to you the types of questions you can expect, how you can protect yourself during the examination, and how it's being used. So I think the first thing we do is bring in the office and discuss, tell you what's going on. And then a lot of times we'll send out this large questionnaire, sometimes 20, 30 pages. You know, you hire a firm like Bell & Pollock, we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let you answer those questions. When you go into the doctor doesn't need to know about, you know, did your mother have hypertension or heart disease? That's not related. That's nothing that they need to know. Let's say you have a shoulder injury.
It's very important that you make sure on these questionnaires that you're addressing it in the proper frame of which the examination is occurring. Now, it amazes me that these doctors will say, this is the questionnaire I give to all my patients. Well, that's very nice, doctor, but this isn't your patient. You yourself will disavow this being your patient. This is not somebody you're giving to that you want to try and treat. This is somebody you're seeing and you're giving a questionnaire. It's for somebody who you want to say is not hurt, is exaggerating, is malingering, is doing this for secondary gain for to try and get money from the insurance company, and who's not truthful. So, you know, the questionnaire they give is not an appropriate questionnaire. You need to address that with the court. You need to prepare for the exam. You know, one of the first things you want to do with this exam when it comes in or when you find out you're going to have it is you need to review your own medical diagnosis, your medical treatment. Maybe look at some of your own medical records. learn and remember what it is that's wrong with you. Too many times we get caught up in, we go to our doctors, we recognize our doctors are trying to help us, they're treating us, we're trying to get better, they're trying to get us better, we're going to 3, 4, 5 different doctors that are all doing different things or different healthcare modalities. We need to be able to figure out what's happening and to be able to logically and appropriately understand why we're being treated the way you are and what it's for, so we can, when this defense medical examination and doctor starts asking questions, you have some knowledge. Most of the time you're going to want to defer it to your treating doctor, but you have some knowledge of what it is that's happening and some knowledge of why these are being asked and what the treatment's about.
You know, and Brad, we want to continue, you know, we want you to be safe when you go to this IME. We want you to be able to respond to the doctor appropriately, not say something that can affect your case. A lot of times we'll tell you that you really need to bring someone with you when you go to the doctor. This could be, in some cases, it could be a nurse. And other times it could be your spouse or a good friend to keep track of what's going on.
This is a huge area because you have some judges who will not allow it. The defense lawyers will fight as hard as they can and as much as they can to deny having anybody else in that examination room, to deny recording it, to deny a video recording, to deny an audio recording. Now, in work comp, it's automatically got to be audio recorded. But the defense lawyers fought long and hard to try and stop that. And in personal injury cases, the defense lawyers do everything they can to stop you, the injured person, from having anybody else in that examination room. They only want the doctor, maybe the doctor's nurse or physician's assistant, and you in there so they can say and do what they want. And there's no way to check them on it. And there are some judges who allow that. They have their reasons. I'm not criticizing judges. I'm saying some judges will say we're going to let the doctors be all alone. There are other times that the judges and a lot of judges say, nope, we're going to let somebody else be in the examination room to help record or identify what's happened, or we want it recorded or we want it video recorded. It's going to depend on the judge you have. As the attorney for the plaintiff, as the attorney for the injured person, we want somebody else in that room to help identify what went on in that room.
That person, if they come with you, this should be recording. You know, they can write down, or if they can't record, if they're just observing, then you observe what's happening and observe how much time the doctor actually spent with you. There are times where they say the doctor said he spent, you know, 30 minutes with doing the IME, and in reality, maybe just 5 to 10 minutes. Maybe be aware that the doctor may ask you to bend or twist in a certain direction or twist your arm. If he hurts you, tell him to stop.
Tell him he hurt you. Tell him that hurts. You've hurt me. You know, don't be afraid to look at the doctor and say you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. These doctors are not there to treat you. They're there to fool you or to try and find some way to attack your credibility. If they're doing something that hurts, you not only tell them to stop, you tell them, hey, you just hurt me.
And they're looking for ways, you know, they might do a certain test. Let's say you have a knee problem or a back problem or a range of motion problem. They'll do one test one way and then do another test another way, trying to test the same thing to see if you're malingering or less than truthful. But the key is, you know, you need to think about writing down what happened. If you can't record it, then that person that you bring with you should be writing things down, keeping time and listening carefully. You know, they might drop something on the floor and ask you to pick, you know, see if you pick it up, see if you're more flexible than you claim. They're going to watch you how you get on the observation on the table.
Oh, there's a chance they'll watch you getting out of your car coming into the examination. They'll watch you going back out to your car. I've seen defense lawyers who have arranged to have you under surveillance right up to the point where you get to the examination and immediately when you leave the examination so they can see what's going on with the examination or see how you are before and after the examination, if it's different than how you were at the examination room. You know, you need to start questioning. And the defense lawyers are still successful at this time. But you need to start questioning what the doctor's all about when the doctor wants to do everything in secret. And we mean the doctor wants to do everything in secret. What we mean is when the defense lawyer wants it all in secret and wants only the doctor and the patient there, only the doctor and the injured person and doesn't want anybody else there, you need to question, why do they want it in secret? What's the purpose? And that, and when we live in a society where transparency is everything, sometimes you got to question what's happening.
You know, Brad, we always send out when someone comes in and they have a Rule 35 exam, we send out a letter to opposing counsel with some restrictions. We're not going to let you go there and let the doctor run amok and just do whatever he wants. We're going to restrict the questionnaire. You know, we're not going to let you fill out a 40-page questionnaire. Maybe a 2-page questionnaire is appropriate if it's just concerning your injuries. We're going to tell them that we want a third party there to witness the IME. We're going to ask to have it recorded. We're going to ask to get these reports back within a certain, maybe 5 or 10 days after the examination is done. So we're there to protect you. So when you go into this IME examination, you're not running blind. And it's critical. You know what happens? We send our letter, and of course they're going to object.
You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We've been talking to you about independent, or defense medical examinations today. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. Bob, as we close today, we're going to talk more, folks, about medical examinations, the defense medical examinations, Rule 35. We're going to talk more about those next week. You've been listening to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We're the only show of its kind. We come on to actually try and help you. There's a lot of TV commercials and a lot of promotions of law firms. We're here to help you understand and navigate your legal problems. You're talking to Brad Pollock and Gary Bell and Bob Leonard. We're the Bell & Pollock law firm. We've been around since 1985. You can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. If you have any questions, or just look us up on the internet and under the radio, and you'll find us under this station. We do this show every Sunday morning. Bob, what do we want to tell people with respect to examinations?
If you get the letter or request, there's a request for you to do the Rule 35 examination, you got to contact your attorney. You got to make sure you're protected.
It's all part of your legal game plan, folks. You have to make sure you address it and you're ready for it. Listen next week for the rest of the information about it, these medical examinations. Until then, I hope you're all safe. And if you get hurt, don't delay. Give us a call so you have your legal game plan in place.